Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
Today we're discussing part two of our Activity for You article. It's about how to write a personal statement.
Yesterday we covered writing an outline.
We started by telling you to think about why you're writing the statement, as this will help you think of what information to include and what to leave out.
For example, you'll write a statement differently if you're applying to a college than if you're applying for a job.
We concentrated on applying to a college. Now, in this case, you'll obviously mention your academic life.
However, you also need to mention what clubs you are in and all the other things you do.
This shows you're not just another hard-working but boring student. You have other things in your life as well.
We also talk about brainstorming your strengths and weaknesses when you make your outline.
You'll want to include all your strengths in your personal statement, but it's useful to mention your weaknesses too.
This shows you understand which areas you need to improve in.
Day one also included some instructions to help you write your outline, including a box for you to note a few things in.
In day two of the article, we're going to look more about how to give our statement a structure.
We'll also give you some example information that you'll see in our magazine and how that fits in the structure. So let's start reading through.
Reading.
How to write a personal statement. When you're writing a personal statement, follow a clear five-paragraph structure. The hamburger-style essay is a good example. The introduction and conclusion are the top and bottom buns. The three other paragraphs are the meat, lettuce, and tomato. Each one is different. Start with the introduction, which explains why you're writing this personal statement. In the first paragraph, talk about yourself. Cover who you are, where you currently study, and what your personality is like. Some people include facts about their family members. However, you should only do this if these facts are relevant to your purpose. The second paragraph contains your personal experiences. Be sure to highlight any awards you've won, clubs you're a part of, and hobbies you have. Use examples that demonstrate you're responsible, diligent, and interested in the world around you. In the third paragraph, talk about your future plans. If you're applying to a college, how will you use the qualification you receive in 4 years? Show the reader that you have a clear goal in mind. Finally, add a conclusion. Like the bottom of a hamburger, this holds everything else together.
The article begins by saying, when you're writing a personal statement, follow a clear five-paragraph structure. So structure is an important word here. It can have a few different meanings, like a building structure is how it fits together and supports itself. But here we mean the way the parts of a work of writing or art are organized. If an article or an essay doesn't have any structure, it will be a mess. It will repeat topics or jump around, and you won't know what it's trying to say. However, with a structure, it will have a clear introduction and an idea of its purpose, some details and facts to support the argument it's trying to present, and then a conclusion. So we could say, this report has no real structure, so I don't understand what it's trying to show.
Structure 这个名词啊，代表结构，可能是一个作品的结构，或者是一个文章的结构。So what structure are we using?
The article says, the hamburger style essay is a good example.
The hamburger style essay, 汉堡结构法, sounds delicious, but it's very useful.
Yeah, it does sound good, doesn't it? We call this an essay structure. An essay is a short piece of writing on a particular subject, and in this case, you are the subject.
Essay 指的是论说文、短文。那在自传里面啊，你就是 subject， 你就是主题。So how does a hamburger structure work? The article says the introduction and conclusion are the top and bottom buns.
So these parts are the buns. So that's the bread part of the burger. The introduction is the first part of something. It tells readers what the topic is and explains what they can expect to find in the rest of the speech or piece of writing. It should also explain the purpose of the talk or piece of writing. For example, we could say, in the introduction to his speech, the professor thanked everyone for coming.
Introduction 指的就是序言、引言。Introduction 跟 conclusion, 开头引言和最后的结构分别是汉堡面包的上下两层。So, if these parts are the buns, what's the meat and other things?
The article says...The three other paragraphs, because remember there are five, are the meat, lettuce, and tomato. Each one is different.
汉堡里面夹的肉、生菜、番茄分别是三个不同的段落。So now we get into details about each ingredient, or each part of the personal statement. It says, start with the introduction, which explains why you are writing this personal statement.
The phrasal verb start with has a pretty obvious meaning. It just tells you what you should do first. For example, when you eat a burger and fries, do you start with the burger or the fries?
Start with 就是以什么东西开始。So, what about you?
Probably the fries because they taste not as great when they go cold, whereas the burger's still fine.
Ah, I start with the fries too because I love fries.
Mm-hmm.
So 这边呢我们要 start with the introduction, 以前言来开始 and we should explain the word explain first.
Yes, and you kind of just did that right there. To explain something is to tell someone what something is, how it works, and so on.You give them details about it, show them how to do something, give examples, or whatever is needed to give someone enough details to understand that thing. For example, my mom explained why she didn't want me to go on vacation with my classmates.
Explain 这个动词代表解释、说明。那前言 introduction 可以用来解释、说明你为什么要写这份自传。We have an example from our magazine, right?
That's right. You'll see another personal statement in our magazine, and we'll kind of fit the sentences from that in our structure. So we, in our statement, it says, I am applying to study environmental science at Tonghai University.
我要申请东海大学的环境科学系。That's the top bun done, so the next paragraph gets into the meat and other things in our essay burger.
It says, in the first paragraph, talk about yourself. So here we mean the main first paragraph of the article, not the introduction, the paragraph after the introduction, what we call the body.Of the article. We don't actually mean in the introduction sentence or two itself.
在前言之后的第一个主要段落要介绍你自己。The article also says, cover who you are, where you currently study, and what your personality is like.
The word currently means right now, so at this point in time. So currently you are listening to us.And as I say this, Elsie and I are currently in the recording studio. So what this sentence means in the article is, say which high school you go to, which classes you are taking, which grade you are in, that kind of stuff. For example, Evan is currently working in a 7-Eleven, but he'll leave when he finds a better job.
Currently 这个副词代表当前、目前，那形容词就把字尾 ly 去掉就可以了，变成 current. So what's our example?
The statement says, I'm currently a student at Minglun High School. I would describe myself as a nature lover. I'm at my happiest when I'm outdoors, exploring the natural world. I'd also describe myself as a passionate person,with a real desire to change things that I don't like. However, this passion sometimes means I act without thinking. I try to be aware of this so I can be more careful.
我现在呢正在明伦高中就读，我是个爱大自然的人，在户外探索大自然的时候啊，是我最开心的时光。我也会形容自己呢是个热血的人，我希望改变我不喜欢的事情。然而热血的我有时候会忘记三思而后行，我会试着注意这一点，这样我才能成为更小心的人。
So we've got everything we need here. The writer's school, their personality, what they like doing, and some of their strengths. They are passionate and want to change things.
The writer also mentions a weakness. They sometimes act without thinking, and they know they have to be more careful.
And this is exactly what we talked about yesterday. Include your strengths, mention a weakness, and so on. Our article has more advice for writing this first paragraph. It says, some people include facts about their family members. And this is true. I've read a few sample personal statements, and people do write about their parents' jobs.
But as our article says, however, you should only do this if these facts are relevant to your purpose.
If something is relevant, it is closely connected or appropriate to what is being done. So it relates to your personal statement and what you want to achieve. For example, if you want to study, say, science, there's no point that writing that your dad works for a building company or your mum works in a bank or that you have two younger brothers. These facts have nothing to do with you wanting to be a scientist. Leave them out.
Relevant 这个形容词代表是与主题相关的，所以呢，如果不是与主题相关的，就不用写一大堆关于你家人的事情。So what would be some relevant family information?
Okay, in my case, my dad is a doctor. So if I applied to a college to study medicine, I would mention this to show that I've always been around doctors and medicine.
That makes sense. Okay, so now our article talks about the next ingredient in the burger, the next paragraph of your statement. It says, the second paragraph contains your personal experiences, 也就是要包含你的个人经验。
In this part, the article says, be sure to highlight any awards you've won, clubs you're part of, and hobbies you have. We use the phrase be sure to and follow it with a verb to remind people to do something. It has the same meaning as make sure you do this or don't forget to do this.
Be sure to do something 代表一定确认做到某事。What about the word highlight?
Yeah, to highlight something means to draw special attention to that thing. Do something to make sure people notice it.
Highlight 这个动词代表强调凸显，所以呢，我们画重点用的荧光笔叫做 highlighter。
Another word we saw in the sentence was award, which is used as a noun. And as a noun, it means a prize or other reward that's given to someone who has achieved something. For example, if you win a speaking contest or do the best in your school on a test, you'll get an award.Movie stars get awards at the Oscars and other events for being the best actor. Other people win awards for making the best film, being the best director, singing the best song, and so on. So we could say, last year, Rami Malek won the Best Actor Award for his acting in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
Award 这个字代表奖、奖赏、奖品。那刚刚例句提到的 The Best Actor Award, 那就是最佳男演员奖。文章提醒我们哦，记得要强调你得过什么奖、参加过什么社团、有什么样的嗜好。As with the rest of the personal statement, you want to include relevant details here.
Exactly. As the article says, use examples that demonstrate you're responsible,diligent and interested in the world around you. To demonstrate something means to show people something so they can see it, believe it, and know it to be true.
Demonstrate 这个动词代表论证，说明。So one thing you want to demonstrate is that you are a diligent person.
The word diligent describes someone who works very hard, but also very carefully. They pay attention to details and make sure they get everything right.Diligent people seldom make mistakes, and they're never late to finish their tasks. For example, Kelsey is a diligent worker. She does a good job on every task we give her.
Diligent 这个形容词代表勤奋的、用功的。记得要用例子来证明你是一个负责、勤奋、对世界充满兴趣的人哦。Let's look at our example statement.
It says, at my school, I'm a member of the debate club. However,I spend a lot of time in the club I founded myself, the Earth Club. We organize clean-up activities in parks and other places around town. We also hold events to encourage people to recycle.
在学校呢，我是辩论社的一员，不过我大多把时间花在我自己成立的社团上，也就是地球社。我们会安排一些清理附近公园或其他地方的活动，我们也会举办活动来鼓励人们做回收。
So here we have a couple of school clubs, but the important one is the one the students started themselves. This shows they are responsible enough to start and run a club and have the right qualities to be its leader. The student adds details about what they do to show they love the environment, which is what they want to study, and do things in the real world to help it.
Back to our article, which goes to our next ingredient.Where paragraph of the statement, it says in the third paragraph, talk about your future plans.
And now for the tips, which are, if you're applying to a college, how will you use the qualification you receive in 4 years? A qualification is a degree or something else you get from school or another organization that says you are able to do something or you know a lot about a particular subject,And you have proved it in some kind of test.
Qualification, 这边指的是资格证明、学位或者是文凭。那在下一个段落当中啊，你可以谈谈四年之后，你要怎么样使用这张文凭。The article also says, show the reader that you have a clear goal in mind.
To have something in mind means to have an idea, to know what you're going to do. For example, if you might go to the supermarket and have something in mind to cook for dinner. This means you know what you'll cook and so you can buy the right things.
Have somebody or something in mind 代表心中有某人某事是你有想到他的。让读者知道你心中有一个明确目标是一个很重要的事情。And what does our example personal statement say for this third paragraph?
It says, studying environmental science will help me learn more about the problems facing our planet and how to solve them. In the future, I want to work for the government or an environmental organization. This will mean I can make real changes.
读了环境科学系之后啊，会让我更了解我们的星球正在面临的问题，以及该如何解决。未来呢，我想要在政府或环境组织当中工作，这样子我才能为地球做出真正的改变。
So we have two solid ideas here. Firstly, why the student wants to study this subject, and secondly, what the student hopes to do after they graduate.
Our article finishes with the conclusion. It says, finally, add a conclusion. Like the bottom of a hamburger, this holds everything else together.
The best tip we can give you is to show you or read to you the one from our statement, which is...I hope this statement demonstrates that I'm an ideal person to join your program.
我希望这份自传能够证明我是能够加入你们系上的理想人选。
As we see, this conclusion brings the writer back to the application they mentioned in the introduction. When you're writing, it's always a good idea to connect the introduction and the conclusion. You don't need to mention all the main points again, just end things off nicely.
In our magazine, you can see this whole statement as well as a blank area for you to practice writing your own personal statement.
Yep, use the tips in our article and try your best.Now, that is the end of the article, and as with the first day, we don't have a chat question with this writing exercise, but Elsie and I will discuss something else related to our topic.
For you chat.
So the question we're going to talk about is, what clubs are...or for us, were you in at school? What other extracurricular activities do or did you take part in?
Okay, so what clubs were、
mm-hmm.
you or was I、
yeah.
in at school?
That's right.
It was a long time ago.
Huh, you say that. What about me?
I wanted to apply to maybe singing club.
Okay.
Guitar club?
Guitar club,
or
right.
Pop music club.
Okay. It was,
oh, and one more. Dance club.
Singing, music, dancing.
Yeah.
Why aren't you a star?
But I was not lucky enough to get into those clubs.
You can't just join?
I couldn't.
What? That's not right. You should, like, anyone with an interest should just be let in, even if you're not even that good.
Because there were so many people.
Aww.
Yeah, so finally I ended up in English club.
Okay, well, that's benefited you. That's worked out.
And I studied English all the time.
Okay.
What about you?
I was in the kind of board games club. For people who collect, and specifically for people who collected little model soldiers and used them to fight sort of battles on a big board. Later on, I played rugby in the school's rugby team, a little bit of soccer in the soccer team. And after that, I went into the drama, the theater club, and did a lot of, so I was in the school plays.
Mm-hmm.
Outside?
Oh, yeah, outside of school.
I was in a theater group with some friends a bit later on when I was about sort of 14, 15 age. Other than that, no, I didn't really take part in many other outside activities. I kind of just played those kind of soldier board games with my friends and that was it.
Oh, I remember I was an event planner.
Ooh.
For like every activity or party that we held for our department. But
okay.
That's also inside.
That's kind of inside school.
Mm, yeah.
So any outside activities, play or learn an instrument or?
I was a diligent student.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have so much time.
No one does.
To take care of the outside stuff.
Oh, that's kind of sad. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope that writing your own personal statements goes well and that our hints and ideas will help you. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How to write a personal statement. When you're writing a personal statement, follow a clear 5-paragraph structure. The hamburger style essay is a good example. The introduction and conclusion are the top and bottom buns. The 3 other paragraphs are the meat, lettuce, and tomato. Each one is different. Start with the introduction, which explains why you're writing this personal statement. In the first paragraph, talk about yourself. Cover who you are, where you currently study, and what your personality is like. Some people include facts about their family members. However, you should only do this if these facts are relevant to your purpose. The second paragraph contains your personal experiences. Be sure to highlight any awards you've won, clubs you're a part of, and hobbies you have. Use examples that demonstrate you're responsible, diligent, and interested in the world around you. In the third paragraph, talk about your future plans. If you're applying to a college, how will you use the qualification you receive in 4 years? Show the reader that you have a clear goal in mind. Finally, add a conclusion. Like the bottom of a hamburger, this holds everything else together.
Vocabulary review.
Structure. This story has a strange structure. It starts at the end and goes backward in time. Introduction. The introduction to a piece of writing shouldn't be too long or contain too many facts. Explain. The teacher didn't explain the topic very well, so I don't really understand it. Currently. The weather is currently warm and sunny, but it might change this weekend. Award. Clarissa won an award for getting the best grade on the English test. Diligent. Lawrence is a diligent student who always studies and hands in his homework on time.
字会小补帖.
Essay. Relevant. Highlight. Demonstrate. Qualification.